Alert. My phone sends me an alert. You are burning more bridges this year than you were at this time last year. There's no arguing with a handheld device. It's not so much being myself that's so awful in itself. It's having to be myself all the time. No break, no pause, no hiatus, no sabbatical, no leave of absence, no radical absent-minded drifting away from the matter at hand, following through on that thought you've been trying to follow precisely as unplanned. My phone sends me an alert. Someone else, it seems, has been posting disparaging texts about the current sad state of domestic affairs in the same snarky tone as me. You can't copyright snark. I checked. Or so they tell me. Now they tell me. A little too little. A lot too literal. A latter day little too late. My phone sends me a pic of Keats on the lawn, aching for Fanny Braun. The caption runs, Keats stuns in this eye-catching pair of tight-fitting palinodes. Try not to stare. Oh, when the broken, arty people of the world agree, ray negative capability, let it be, let it be. Oh, let them eat cake. For heaven's sake, let him, Keats, ache. My phone sends me an alert. Someone is trying to use my face to sign into a funeral in northern North Dakota. Go ahead, I tell it. Let them try. Let the smartasses of this vale of tears lift their glowing smartphones to the sky. I mean, why shouldn't I? I mean, why must I always be the one who has to have all the fun?